Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persists in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend throughout 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on elevated terrain as the recent earthquake induced minor tsunamis. Various locations have reported damage and local hospitals are actively providing treatment to the injured. California is making history by becoming the first state to provide health insurance to all undocumented migrants. Governor Gavin Newsom expressed to ABC News that he believes everyone should have access to high-quality, affordable health care coverage, regardless of income or immigration status. With over 2 million undocumented immigrants in California, experts estimate that extending health insurance to this population will incur an annual cost of over $3 billion for Californians. And a fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man swimming in the waters off Maui. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden has reportedly been briefed on the recent clash in the Red Sea between U.S. Navy forces and attacking Houthi rebels. In the encounter, the Pentagon says U.S. helicopters sunk three attack boats with pirates on board. The helicopters had been launched from the USS Eisenhower and USS Gravely after they came under fire while responding to a distress call from a container ship early Sunday. There were no U.S. casualties. Ukrainians are marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kyiv as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial barrage of the war. There are now at least 52 deaths confirmed since Russia sent 150 cruise missiles and attack drones at targets across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine did respond on Saturday, hitting a Russian border town with an aerial bombardment and killing an estimated 20 Russian civilians. There is a much-anticipated list of names that is set to be revealed in the new year.
The release, ordered by a federal judge in New York, could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein was found dead of suspected suicide in a jail cell in 2019. Thus far, since details of Epstein's alleged crimes have come to light, the list of 180 names has remained mostly redacted and out of the public eye. U.S. District Judge Judge Loretta Preska issued a 51-page order approving the release last month. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, welcome and thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. This is the Bill Martinez Show, and we are live. We're going to be talking with an old friend. I feel like I've known Dr. Raleigh Washington most of my life. We've, we have crossed paths along the way through our walk with the Lord and our experiences in serving the body of Christ. And it's really an honor to have him with us today to talk about his new book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. So no matter where you're looking, I mean, that's what we're seeing, right? Hurt, hatred, and hostility. Whether you're seeing on TV what's happening with Israel and Hamas, Palestinians, Ukraine, Russia, we've got something like, I believe, last count, about 32 wars right now active. On the globe right now. This is where we are. And Dr. Raleigh Washington, a living legend in the world of reconciliation, is going to be talking about eight essential principles for relationship. Now, these are supported by real stories of empathy, intentional and concentrated work, and reconciliation and deep healing of relational discord, from racism and anti-Semitism to marriage. These concepts have been proven to break down the walls of division and usher in understanding, healing in unity. And I think we can all agree that is what we need. Dr. Raleigh Washington, good to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing just great, and it's good to be back with you, brother. Let's fight the wars with the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Because he is the answer. I mean, right now, in this modern, in a postmodernistic world, however way you want to identify it, that has decided somehow they can do better than God. We're seeing the results of them having it their way, and it's not too good.
Absolutely. There's no ifs, and buts about it. We've got toxic division, not just toxic division all over, driven by false narratives. And when a false narrative is believed, it creates havoc. It's a battle between Satan and Jesus. It's right. Like a war in Israel. It's a holy war between the God of Islam and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And
exactly.
The Islamic terrorists, they know it's a holy war, but I don't think we understand that ourselves. They're not.
Well, we kind of let this creep up on us, and in such a way, it's like that metaphorical story of the frog in the boiling pot. It starts out so easy until you realize, whoa, it's boiling and I'm getting cooked here. And it started with one important thing that you mentioned. That is the truth. The truth comes from God. If you eliminate God, you eliminate the truth. Now, guess what? You let go of all those anchorings, those moral anchorings that keeps the society together, and you bring chaos into the environment.
No question about it. Romans 3 addressed what you said. Bill, it says, let God be true and every man a liar. It's God's word that we need to indeed survive, to destroy the false narratives. It's God's word that will point us to Jesus. You know, it's everything.
Well, and the thing is we've got to keep asking questions. It's almost like we've got to return to our youth to a certain, you know, way. You know, Raleigh, because when we were young, we always asked our parents, why? Why? But somehow we become adults and we stop asking why. And we go along and there's no exercise of critical thought, critical questioning, and we just go along to get along.
Oh, well, that's because we think we know it all. You know, as you mentioned, the book I wrote, One Word. See, that one word changes everything.
Yeah.
And I ask people, what is that word? They say love. I say includes that. Jesus. It involves Jesus. But the one word is relationship.
Exactly.
Relationship changes everything. Two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says in Matthew 22, if you do that successfully by loving God with everything, manifested by loving your neighbor as yourself, no matter who that neighbor is, what color that neighbor is, if you do that, you satisfy the law and commandments. That means you satisfy every commandment from Genesis to Revelation.
Exactly.
If you daily live by that principle of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself, relationship with God, relationship with neighbors, that will change everything.
Well, it's key to God's infrastructure, Raleigh, I've always said, because, you know, you think about how God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
Theoretical. I mean, when you read the Old Testament and God, you know, if he's talking to Moses or, you know, talking to David and Solomon about, you know, the design of a temple, it's down to the micro inch. Everything is specific and exact. It's not like, you know, loosey goosey. Well, you can kind of do it this way. If you have 11 or 12, you know, hooks to, you know, no, it is all very specific. So if God is that specific in building his temple and with everything else that we know about God, he is specific about the things that are essential, that are what I call the infrastructure, that key element that he told Cain about. He said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, interesting. What you said is so right. To me, 3 weeks ago, my wife, my daughter, my baby daughter, and two of my grandkids, son-in-law, and I went to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
Oh, isn't that cool?
We saw the Ark.
Yeah.
And Phil, you were describing how exacting God is. You can't walk through there and not know that there's a God. Noah did what God told him to do. I mean, inch by inch, built the thing. It's more than a half a block long. Got three decks on it. And
right.
Even with all of the animals in it, you know, there were draws under the animals to take care of how to feed them, take care of the waste. I mean, God was so precise. I mean, Noah didn't know what an ark or a boat was. He
right.
just followed the instruction for the Lord bit by bit. It took him 120 years to build it. And for 120 years, he evangelized, got not one convert other than his family. And things started all over again. But I say that just to validate your comment that God makes no mistakes. He is precise. If we follow his word, we've got it made.
Exactly. And here we are in this fallen world, you know, dealing probably at a time, Raleigh, that we're closer to the last of the last days than we've ever been. And we look at the signs and we say, okay, Lord, you know, if this is your will, then come, Maranatha. And should you tarry, then what are my marching orders? What are the precise things that you need me to do in order to fulfill, you know, your purpose and what your intent is for this fallen world as we head into the final chapter of the book of Revelations?
Well, you know, just to validate what you were just saying about how close things are,
mm-hmm.
Zechariah 12 says this, every nation will turn against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It says when you touch Israel, you'll be injured. It'll be like a heavy stone.
Exactly.
It says that, and when the nations turn against Israel, God says, I'm going to take up and I'm going to fight that battle. Now, let me tell you how close we are to that. About 3.5 weeks ago, I heard the president, not Netanyahu, the prime minister, but the president, say that there's only one nation that consistently stands with us, and that's the United States of America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Well, now more than ever, you would think that the leadership, but again, we're post-Christian. And even though Joe Biden is a Catholic, I've just said, being a Catholic myself, they always talk, they say in the media that he's a practicing Catholic. And I say he needs more practice.
Absolutely.
Because Because the deal is where we are right now, and as important as Israel is to God, all the signs that the Bible talks about, Raleigh, I don't know why this leadership is not prostrate on its face, looking to God to say, what is it that we need to do? Instead of looking at polling numbers and listening to people who have no relationship with God whatsoever. And as you pointed out quite clearly, this is a spiritual event, a spiritual event that must be solved with spiritual solutions.
Absolutely.
And the spiritual solutions come from the throne room of God. They do not come from Washington, D.C. I'm sorry to tell you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The issue is this. Our vice president said 2-3 weeks ago, the greatest problem we're facing now is Islamophobia.
Yeah.
And I heard that at a time when anti-Semitism is worse than it was almost during the time of Hitler. They say the worst problem is Islamophobia. Watch this dynamic. He's erected a special office to defend Islam, to stop Islamophobia, when Islam is committed by its Quran, its charter, of murdering us. It says death to Israel, death to Christians, death to the United States of America, death to the infidel.
Infidels, yes, okay. Exactly.
So that's their charter. So if their charter is secure, I need to understand, hey, don't protect that. Understand exactly what that means and how we need to respond to it. See,
exactly.
There'll never be a lasting peace between Israel and Islam as long as it's there. But if the Islamists wake up, like many of the Palestinians are doing right now, and they realize that the true God of Creator is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they are embracing him. And so you have Palestinians who are believing in Jesus and Messianic Jews in Israel. They are meeting together in secret places.
Exactly.
And so I said to you earlier, relationship changes everything. When people serve the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they come together, Palestinian believers and Jewish believers, that will give us lasting peace.
You see, and we're not hearing about that in the mainstream media. Don't expect to hear from it. And so our viewers today are being blessed because we're spreading the good word of what is going on here, is that there is revival, believe it or not, that's happening amongst Muslims. And you got to think about what they're doing when they profess Jesus as Lord and Savior. In a sense, and in some families, it's a literal death sentence. They are disowned, and in some cases you'll have honor killings that are involved as a result because that's what they believe in. And but the fact of the matter is the truth cannot be denied. And you know, we hear these stories that abound, Raleigh, that Muslims are, you know, they're having dreams, they're getting visions of Jesus, and they're being drawn to the cross. And the peace that has eluded them for thousands of years, they are realizing on behalf of themselves and their family and the next generation. It is really miraculous when you think about it.
No ifs, and buts about it. And the dynamic, one of the tenets of Islam, which is mandatory, they are forced to become a part of it. And if their eyes are open and they leave, their sentence is death. You can't leave. The sentence is death. And so they are in this catch-22. And the only answer, really, is to recognize the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's what has happened. In the meantime, we need to stand with Israel. And we've got colleges and universities who are protesting, saying, stop the genocide, stop the occupation. And these people don't know the truth. There's no occupation. God gave the whole land to the Jewish people more than 3,000 years ago as an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any occupation, it is really the Palestinians who are occupying Jewish land, and the Jewish government were willing to let them have Gaza if they're willing to live in peace, but because of their religion, it's not going to happen. So
this war
will continue, but we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to stand with Israel. The Bible commands us to do that, and it's not understood by pastors and believers, less known these college students who are being really driven by Marxist theory that's really permeating our universities.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you got professors already that they come from the Middle East. Since in vitro, they've been indoctrinated to hate Jews. And then you've got all these countries, these Middle East countries, that are depositing billions of dollars into these universities. And on those dollars, here come the children of the Middle East. And what are they doing? We've imported that hatred into this country, and they're influencing our American kids. Now, you know what I'm saying here. So this is what we're dealing with. I mean, there are a lot of components and complexities to this hatred that is spreading through the land.
It is not without question. See, our millennials, and I would say millennials 18 to 36, George Barna did a study on them, and he says only 4% of the millennials look at the world with a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
96% of them do not look at it with a biblical worldview. So they are open. They are easy prey for indoctrination because Barna calls them the largest generation ever and the most godless generation ever. They don't know God. They don't believe in God. They don't want to have anything to do with God Almighty.
So he calls them the nuns.
Absolutely. You got it. Yeah. Exactly.
They're the nuns. Not religious. Not Catholic nuns. We're not talking about religious nuns.
Absolutely.
Nuns like nothing is what
absolutely
it is.
Yeah. And 39% of millennials identify with the LGBT community. 39% of them. 50% of them proclaim that they have some sort of mental or emotional disorder. Mm-hmm. And so these issues that drive them, just all of that contributes to making them susceptible to indoctrination. And the people from the Middle East and the Palestinians and really who are, and from even the Iranians, they're coming. We're getting money to educate them, and what they're doing is indoctrinating our youth, and we're seeing it now on television.
Exactly. Well, yeah, the thing that's is so interesting, and going back to your earlier point, that they do not know what they're responding to and what they say they believe in, because as you mentioned, you know, near 40% of this group supports the LGBTQ plus agenda. Well, they would not last very long in the Middle East, because the Muslims are quite definitive in how they handle gay and lesbians, right?
Rashida Tlaib, a congresswoman who's a Muslim, outside of her office door, she had a Palestinian flag and a gay pride flag. Now, that's an oxymoron.
Exactly. Yes.
It shows really how uninformed she is on the truth.
Exactly. Well, it's a wonder that a true Muslim devoted follower would not go in and cause a disturbance there because of that conflict. Because anything that offends Muhammad or offends the religion, it's death. You're considered an infidel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Carol Swain, Dr. Carol Swain, going to be joining us in just a moment. I mean, what a story you should know of her. From high school dropout, teenage mother, to highly accomplished university professor, public intellectual, passionate about empowering others to commonly raise their voices in the public square. Bob Whitson did reference her earlier because she is part of... and give some great insight of it in his new book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. And, of course, Carol has her new book out, which we're going to be talking more about as well. So glad you could join us. Of course, the new book is titled The Adversity of Diversity. Dr. Carol Swain, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be back on your show.
Well, you know, we were just talking with Bob Whitson, your good friend, and you know, and he, you know, speaks so highly of you, and just so appreciated your contribution. And you know, we were talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and I was telling him that, you know, with that concept, diversity, equity, and inclusion is such a big lie, because it's actually. It's actually DEE, not DEI, because there's no inclusion. It's more about exclusion than inclusion, isn't it?
I would agree, and I would also argue that the left totally changed the meaning of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
That diversity, equity, and inclusion is not the same as integration, equal opportunity, and bringing underserved people into your organizations, because what they're trying to do is focus on groups, people who will come in and retain their group identities and not become a part of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And with equal opportunity, which we started after the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, people had an opportunity to succeed or fail. You were not guaranteed results. Equity is about equal results. And as a consequence of pushing equity rather than equal opportunity, the Biden administration has a cabinet and many positions filled with people who represent various group identities but are not necessarily qualified for their jobs. The ones that they tout out on display very often are embarrassment, such as the vice president and the press secretary.
Well, you almost go through the entire cabinet, and that is your conclusion, Carol, because you look at it and you say, okay, they check the boxes, but what are they doing here? I mean, in terms of level of efficiency and effectiveness in those positions.
They have divorced qualifications and efficiency from group identity, and we know that it's not just about racial and ethnic minorities in positions where they're clearly not qualified. We have the members of the LGBTQ community, such as the luggage thief.
Yes.
And the Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the vice president of the United States. One reason that the 25th Amendment has not been invoked against Joe Biden, despite the fact that he clearly is not physically able to do the job or mentally able, is that people fear his unqualified vice president more than they fear him.
Exactly. Yeah, and this and the thing is that Joe Biden's not fooling anybody, Carol, because on the world scene, you know, the international leaders, they see this, and they're like shaking their heads wondering, what the heck has gone on with America?
Well, what's gone on with America is that the neo-Marxists were finally able to implement their agenda at every level. And they are the ones that have pushed for the critical race theory and the divisions between people of various groups, whether it's rich against poor, black against white, Hispanic against black, or heterosexuals against homosexuals. You can go down the list, men against women. Mm-hmm. All of that is part of their playbook to keep us so divided that we don't notice what's happening to us. And what is happening is that we're losing our nation.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the bottom line. And I think that people are still shocked. You know, Carol, when you mentioned neo-Marxist, and Bob Whitson said the same thing. And I wonder if America really is beginning to wake up to the idea that, you know, we just never thought this was possible. You know, Donald Trump, when he was president, in one of his addresses, the State of the Union address, the socialism would never happen here in America. People applauded, but they didn't even realize just how much socialism had already crept into the institutions of our government.
I would agree, and it involves both political parties. It's an elite idea. They work hand in hand together to accomplish their goals. And I'm listening to Senator Fetterman and watching what seems to be a transformation, but he's making more sense than a lot of our Republican elected officials.
I know. Go figure. Maybe he's gaining some lucidity here and healing up or something.
Something.
Right.
I serve a God that can do all things.
Right.
When a person has a stroke or they come face to face with death, they often come face to face with God.
Mm.
And when I had my conversion experience, I didn't change overnight, but gradually I started changing. I became more and more conservative. And it was a number of years later before I made that transition for me to the Republican Party. But at some point, I decided I could no longer pull the lever for the Democrats. And Senator Fetterman, clearly something has happened. And I'm thinking that maybe he had some kind of encounter that transformed his life, because he's not the same man. I would love to sit in a room with him. I'd love to meet him and hear his story, because I guarantee you Senator Fetterman has a story to tell.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. You're exactly right. I hadn't thought so much about that, but it's just interesting that he, in the last several months, that he's making statements that they're so contra the party line of the Democratic Party that you're saying, okay, what's going on here? And
his mind is being restored. His brain is being restored. Everything's being reworked and rewired.
Uh-huh. And this is the miracle of our human body, and that, you know, we're told in the Bible to renew our mind on a daily basis. So we're told in Scripture that we can renew our mind. I mean, as you said, for you, when you had, and I think anybody that's gone through a conversion experience, we go through that. We go through that process of rewiring our thinking and our minds in such a way that they begin to reflect you know, a whole new world of wisdom and intellect that oftentimes you catch yourself going, where did that come from? You know, came out of your mouth, but you don't necessarily can say, hey, I own that. It's just, you know, God's you know, God speaking through us at times, you know.
Well, you know something, for people who've never had a face-to-face encounter with God, they may have been baptized, they may have been born into a Christian family, but when you have a dramatic conversion experience, and it's real, God is so close to you. I mean,
yes.
He hovers so close to you. It's the most exciting experience that I've ever had. And there's a honeymoon period with God where He reveals Himself to you, and then He pulls away at some stage, you know. He pulls away and lets you learn how to walk on your own, but He's always there. But that honeymoon period in the very beginning is something that I wish more people could experience.
Well, that's our prayer right now, Carol. I got to tell you, if the country, and sometimes we think so much, we're so country-centric, it's really about God's creation. And if it's, and I believe it is God's will that His creation be aligned with He, then, you know, there will be a period of repentance. Because that period of repentance must come that aligns us with God, that makes the way possible for us to have that encounter, doesn't it?
Yes, you know something, God can turn on anyone's heart. He can even turn them. No. He can transform anyone. He can turn anyone's heart. We should never give up on our fellow human beings.
Yeah, without a doubt. Our fellow human beings, or even ourselves. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, the former university professor of political science and professor of law at Vanderbilt University.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. She is Dr. Carol Swain, the former university professor of political science, professor of law at Vanderbilt University at law school. And, Carol, I did want to address, last week we had three presidents, actually four university presidents on Capitol Hill. And it was amazing, of course, the big brouhaha was one of the presidents finally resigned. And, of course, Dr. Gay, the president of Harvard, has been in the crosshairs and being highly scrutinized right now. The wagons have been circled around her and have protect her position at this point, regardless of, some of the donors, canceling their donations, I guess Harvard has so much money and endowment that they could handle this. Some of the other universities could not, and they're putting a lot of pressure on their presidents to make sure that that they're presenting a kind of narrative that is positive for the university and for the students.
Well, I think with Harvard, they may have all the money in the world, but money can't buy you reputation.
Right.
And what they have done by standing behind Dr. Gay is to make a decision that protecting DEI is more important than protecting its brand. And its decision will have far-reaching consequences for every institution in America. It will not just impact other colleges and universities that look to Harvard for guidance because they're in the Ivy League, but K through 12 education, it will trickle down that Harvard has attempted to redefine plagiarism and that they have said that in some circumstances it's okay, you can go and do a do-over.
Yeah. Well, let's explain that, because your name came up repeatedly through the scrutiny of Dr. Gay, that she had lifted some of your hard-earned work.
Well, it was brought to my attention over a week ago Sunday that my work, two of my publications were among the ones where they found that Dr. Gay had plagiarized.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, I wanted to reserve judgment, so I only kind of joked Sunday night after I got over the shock. I said, imitation is the highest form of flattery,
right.
And if this happened, her committee bears some responsibility as well as reviewers and colleagues. After I had a chance to look through some of her published works on Monday, I was disturbed because I felt like her work was derivative of my work,
mm-hmm.
And even though there were a citation here or there or maybe one quote, that she didn't fully acknowledge that she was drawing off what was considered the path-breaking seminal work in the area at the time. So I felt that she was not, she did not give me adequate
attribution,
acknowledgement, citations in her published work. And then when they didn't fire her, I became very livid because I realized the impact that it would have on higher education, but also how her decision, you know, to really steal from my work and other people's work, that it has an impact on our careers, especially my career. I'm out of academia, but for years, because of my conservatism, I was marginalized. In academia, your statue depends on how often you are cited. And my book, Black Faces, Black Interests, The Representation of African Americans in Congress, published in 1993, won three national prizes, including the highest prize a political scientist can win. It was chosen by Library Choice magazine as one of the outstanding books of 1994. And it also was cited three times by the U.S. Supreme Court. So it was a seminal book.
Yes, exactly.
Minority congressional representation, and she did not give it adequate acknowledgement in her own work, which was derivative.
Wow. And I can see, as you understand what had happened and the impact that it would have, and also, as you say, that it would trickle down, to the younger grades as well. And here it is. You've got a university like Harvard, which has been such a shining example. And now it's to the point, because now we've gone full circle, because this is all part of the DEI. This is all part of the DEI embracement, right? And now you've got businesses saying, you know, they're going to look with tighter scrutiny, if not just flat out, just not even hire a graduate from Harvard. Because, you know, they come out and into the marketplace compromised as a result of what Dr. Gay and what DEI's impact has had on their education, right?
They come out fully indoctrinated in cultural Marxism. Instead of neo-Marxism, sometimes I prefer cultural Marxism. But if you Google cultural Marxism, the left has a bunch of articles that will appear saying that cultural Marxism never existed. It was created by the right-wing people. And so I started calling it neo-Marxism. But it's clearly Marxism. And the critical race theory, what was a theory, now indoctrinates and guides institutions, not just at universities and colleges, but our U.S. government, the military. One reason that I don't think our U.S. government can win wars is because they're so much focused on social engineering. They would rather make sure that trans people have their gay pride displays and their drag shows than focus on what men and women need to know to defend their nation against foreign and domestic threats.
Exactly. Yeah, because the military is about, breaking stuff up and winning wars, and we haven't won a war, what, in 60, 70 years?
We turn tail and run, and
right.
It's almost ludicrous that Biden would be telling Netanyahu how to run his war, because America has not been an ally that can be trusted for some time. We turn code and run. And so any nation that believes in, if they wage a war, we're going to win it, they should never be listening to the United States.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the recent examples, Afghanistan, look what's going on in Ukraine. And as you say, the interference that is being offered by this administration, speaking out of both sides of its mouth, one hand seeming like we're 100% against, you know, behind Israel. But they have no clue on how to execute this war against Hamas.
They're not behind Israel. I mean, that's just lip service. And I would never trust our U.S. military or even our agencies of government with secrets.
Carol, how compromised? I mean, these institutions that you just, you know, read off, including the military, they're so compromised. I mean, for us to get back on track, I mean, this is going to be a serious commitment and some really, you know, serious leadership, because it's going to start with leadership in order to make this happen. And I think this is why the left is so afraid of Donald Trump, because all these things, I mean, here the military is being held up because they want to take a stance on abortion. It's like, what does that have to do with winning wars?
Well, none of the things that they're pursuing now, they've hired teachers at their academies that deal with human sexuality. They think that has something to do with winning wars. So clearly, our government agencies, FBI, CIA, CDC, NIH, you go down these agencies and they have totally been taken over. And because of our civil service laws that protect people against being fired, they have people that are entrenched.
Yes.
And presidents come and presidents go, but until you change the system where people can be undermining the administration of a presidency, you will continue to get the same old, same old.
Yes.
And when it comes, you know, to Donald Trump, if he's the next president, I hope he exercises better judgment than he did the first time around, because he seems to have a knack sometimes of putting the wrong people around him.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Carol, what it must be like? I mean, you've got, what, 100 days to seat your administration. And you're talking thousands of people that you've got to vet. And I mean, as an outsider, I mean, it's one thing to run a business. And I think that his instincts as a chief executive officer are excellent. I think they're really, really good. He's had a great track record in that regard. But to go into, you know, that corrupt environment, and you're drawing from that environment people to work in your administration, people who just flat out, they all lie. I mean, nobody, I mean, you don't know, just even in the vetting process, how that information has been so compromised. Yeah, I think it's an uphill battle, and it's good.
There were bad mistakes made all along the way. And I think with the America First organization and the Heritage organization and Texas Public Policy organization, that those organizations have studied the mistakes that were made during the first Trump administration. So if there's a second Trump administration, he will be given advice about who to seat, that type of thing. But it's up to him at the end to make those decisions. And in the past, he hasn't made great decisions. Who to surround himself with.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying, and I think that you know, there's a lot of people that hold to that that same observation as you just shared with us. Dr. Carol Swain has been with us. Don't forget her book, The Adversity of Diversity. She and her co-author offer a thought-provoking examination of DEI, which you know, we see in corporate America. They're realizing, Carol, that not all so bueno. So more, and so they're trying to disengage, and God bless them for doing that.
Exactly.
Carol, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of